January 28th. All beautiful the march of days, as seasons come and go. The hand that shaped the rose hath wrought the crystal of the snow. Francis W. Weil Hymn. Somewhere between 16 and 20 inches of snow fell yesterday, drifted, gradually flurried to a halt this morning, then the sun rose. There was a mound of snow with the tip of the rose bush sticking out, giant dabs of whipped cream delicately curled by the wind, monster shapes that turned out to be a car underneath. Above was a cloudless blue sky. The children went whooping outside and released the dog from the garage where we had put him overnight. He leaped in and out of drifts, nearly drowning himself in snow. I laughed, watching the children pioneer a path through the backyard with the dog frisking behind, only his tail showing. In the afternoon, I went to visit Aunt Ruth and help her dig out. On the way, I met and talked to neighbors whom I seldom ever see, let alone talk to. Everyone was outside. The day compelled one to notice it. I thought of all the cancellations this winter due to the weather. Maybe they weren't so bad after all. There was time to be with families, reading stories and playing games, time to be neighborly and kind to those who needed extra help. We never even missed the activities that were canceled. Could it be that much of what is scheduled at any season could be postponed or forgotten altogether? Are clubs, meetings, organizations a substitute for real intimacy with people? Perhaps I need to evaluate my priorities and simply cut out activities that a snowstorm proves are dispensable. Lord, give me time to praise you, to see beauty, and to help others.